The state has received an application from Usabelli Coal for a permit renewal for the Wishbone Hill coal mine. The mine is located on state mental health trust land and private land, some 5 miles from Sutton in the Matanuska Valley. The renewal request is for an additional 5-year term for the mine and does not include additional mining areas or revisions to the existing boundaries. Comments on the permit renewal are being accepted until October 14th. At the State Department of Natural Resources Division of Mining, Land, and Water. On Tuesday, Matanuska-Susitna Borough Mayor Larry DeVilbiss is expected to introduce a resolution in support of Usabelli's Wishbone Hill project. The proposed resolution would support Usabelli's permit renewal, but opposition to the mine, which is now in the exploration phase, has been growing in the area. Kirby Spangler represents the Castle Mountain Coalition, a local organization that opposes coal mining. Spangler says a growing number of property owners and recreational users are not in favor of coal development.
Throughout the spring and summer last year, when the borough was considering issuing Usabelli a lease that they needed for part of their access road, there was overwhelming public opposition showing up at borough assembly meetings and opposing the road lease because it would facilitate the mine. And this move now is just, you know, a political maneuver to try to show that there's support for Usabelli coal mine.
Spangler, who is a father of young children, says there are health aspects related to coal mining. He lives about a mile from the mine site.
If you look at studies that have been done in other coal mining regions of the country, like Appalachia, for instance, there's a higher risk. People who live near open pit coal mining operations are at higher risk for all sorts of cancers and respiratory diseases. And so that's a concern. Many of my neighbors live really close to the mine, like some of them are less than a quarter mile directly downwind of this proposed coal mine.
Castle Mountain Coalition is joined in its opposition to coal development by the Chickaloon Village Traditional Council. The council's Jennifer Harrison says coal development will have a negative effect on human health and on the health of the fish and wildlife the Chickaloon people depend on. The Borough Assembly will hear public comment on the proposed resolution on Tuesday, September 6th, at 6 p.m. The regularly scheduled Borough Assembly meeting has been moved to the Palmer Railroad Depot to accommodate the expectation of a large turnout.